Joining us now on the Sunrise Morning Show is Father Frank Donio from the Catholic Apostolate Center. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Anna.
So we are continuing our series, Linking the Virtues with the Pillars of Catholic Social Teaching. And today we are connecting the virtue of hope with the pillar of life and dignity of the human person. So let's start just by talking about hope. What do we mean by that? As a theological virtue, what does the church mean, or how does the church define hope?
Well, it's always best to go to the Catechism of the Catholic Church and take a look at what's said there, because the virtues of the theological virtues and the cardinal virtues, there are sections on that. This is 1817 of the Catechism. And it says, hope is the theological virtue by which we desire the kingdom of heaven and eternal life as our happiness, placing our trust in Christ's promises and relying not on our own strength, but on the help of the grace of the Holy Spirit. So it's different than, you know, people will use the term hope in all sorts of ways. Are the virtue of hope really is looking at eternal life, but then how do we get there? And what's the way that we go about that, and how do we live? You know, Christian hope, it says, unfolds from the beginning of Christ's preaching in the proclamation of the Beatitudes. And remember, those Beatitudes are, you know, blessed are the meek, blessed are those who are persecuted, blessed are the poor, so forth and so on. Not the powerful, not the rich, not the people who have, you know, everything. The Lord focused on those who were most in need. And so that's where our focus is called to be if we're going to live hope on this side of life, so that we can live with him eternally.
And so you can see the basis of hope in the pillar of life and dignity of the human person. But can you just lay out that teaching for us as well and how it is connected to hope?
Yes. And when we look at the life and dignity of the human person, what is it that we're talking about? This is from the compendium of Catholic, the social doctrine of the church, which was promulgated under St. John Paul II. And it says, the church sees in men and women, in every person, the living image of God himself. This image finds and must always find anew an ever deeper and unfolding of itself in the mystery of Christ, the perfect image of God, the one who reveals God to man and man to himself. And so what we're talking about is that there needs to be this dignity of the human person. It says that the principle affirms the inviolable dignity of the human person. And so therefore, all of humanity that has dignity from the conception to natural conception to natural death, this is what we're talking about. And so when this is God's creation, when we're created in the image and likeness of God. But there's a social dimension to this too. And really Pope Benedict, in his encyclical Spe Salvi, which is about the Christian virtue of hope, he says that it's not, you know, we're not about individuals here. You know, it's not about me and Jesus and getting to eternal life simply. There's a we. And he says this hope that we're called to live is about the we, this community-oriented vision of the blessed life. And so that's not just something that's directed, it's not about just the present world, but also has to do with our eternity. And so we need to move beyond just, we have to, he says, it presupposes that we escape from the prison of our I, because only in the openness of this universal subject does our gaze open out to the source of joy, to love itself, to God.
I love that, because, yeah. I mean, like you think about it, we talk about the common good and trying to obtain the common good, And I, you know, obviously that rolls into this idea of the life and dignity of the human person. What is the ultimate common good? Our salvation, right, Father?
Yes. Yes. And so it puts then the human person in the context of being created in the image and likeness of God, and then our ultimate destiny, that which we hope for. So our hope is not just simply a better world. Our hope is a reflection of what eternity is, and that we're called to work on that now, here. We're not just supposed to kind of passively wait for something to occur. No, we need to work on that now, on this side of life, and that it matters what we do here. You know, consider, you know, it's not just simply faith, but Catholicism always speaks about works. Well, those works are focused on the life and dignity of the human person. And wherever that might be, you know, that's so wide ranging that no one person is going to be able to do everything. And so we know that there are people who advocate or are present in all sorts of different ways, and in ways that are very public, or ways that are very private. They do good and be gone, you know, kind of thing. But the important thing is that we are not just simply focused on, oh, it's all about me and my salvation alone. No, we need to be focused on the we, and so that by our example, then we're evangelizing, because people are going to ask us, well, why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm doing it because of my faith in Christ, and because of this hope that I have for eternity, that I also really, you know, I hope for you too.
Absolutely. Beautifully put. We've been talking to Father Frank Donio. You can find the Catholic Apostolate Center at linked at sunrisemorningshow.com. Father Frank, already we're only two interviews into this series, and I am just loving it, and really appreciate all of your thoughts this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and God bless.
You too, Father. Thank you.